Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Big Apple Bites. My name is Andy, and I've got a great show for you all today. So, the Giants get one of their biggest wins, and I mean biggest wins in recent memory, and go into Seattle, beat the Seahawks. It was insane. I'm going to give you guys a recap of that. And the Giants this week have another huge game against the Arizona Cardinals. Two teams, one's on the rise, one's on the flop. I'm going to give you a preview of that, so let's not waste any more time. Cue the intro. Everybody. So, last week is a week that is going to go down in history, Giants history, as one of the biggest upsets in at least recent memory. The Giants are, sure, they are on a three-game winning streak, but nobody thinks they're going to go beat Seattle, who's, after some defensive troubles, they are back on the rise. They're 8-3. Giants are 4-7. And yeah, I know there are no fans, but the game's in Seattle. And like I said, the odds were really stacked against the Giants. And what they needed to do was they needed to stop Russell Wilson. They needed to contain him. Spoiler alert, they did that. And they needed to play well on defense. They did that. And Colt McCoy had to be serviceable and pick apart the secondary, and guess what? He did that a little bit. It was mainly the run game, though, that helped the Giants on offense. So, from the beginning, the Giants were breaking up Russell Wilson's passes. They were putting pressure on him, and it's like, oh, maybe they got a shot to pull off something here. It was looking better than I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be Seattle going out fast from the start, and the Giants were just going to get destroyed. And then here's the thing. They don't give up any points after the first drive. They hold Seattle to a field goal. Seattle doesn't get any more points until there is a block punt, which easily could have been a touchdown, but it only went for a safety. And it was near the end of the half. Nothing really did happen. And it's like, okay, the Giants, they need to pick it up on offense, but their defense is playing really well. That's what's carrying them so far. They've only given up 5 points to Seattle. They've only given up 5 points to Russell Wilson, and he hasn't even thrown a touchdown yet. They're holding him to such a low amount of yards, and that was the crazy thing. It's like it was only around 100 yards for Russell Wilson in the first half. It was impressive. Well, then we go into the third quarter, and the one and only Alfred Morris, 4-yard rushing touchdown, and the Fox announcers said it was his first touchdown since December 40th of 2018. It was pretty funny. But then Colt McCoy just tosses a dime to Sterling Shepard for a 2-point conversion. And then Alfred Morris gets a 6-yard pass from Colt McCoy, another touchdown for him, which is impressive. And Graham Gano misses an extra point, which you don't see too often from him. But then in the fourth quarter, he hits a 48-yard field goal, and things are looking way up for the Giants. But here's the thing. Seattle can explode at any moment and just rack up points so quickly that you got to be scared of them. And things were getting a little scary when Chris Carson got a 28-yard pass from Russell Wilson. The Giants, it looked like they were going to have trouble with pass defense. And also, you can't forget, the Giants did pick off Russell Wilson right before their field goal drive. Forgot to mention, they forced a fumble in the first half, but Colt McCoy also threw an interception in the red zone, which looked like it could have been the killer coming down the stretch, because they probably could have put 3 points on the board at that point. But here's the thing. The Giants get the ball back, and This was one of the most impressive things I saw all day from Colt McCoy. The Giants have the lead, and what they need to do is run down the clock so that Seattle, they need a touchdown if they want to win the game. So you want to keep the clock running enough so that Seattle doesn't get much time left. Colt McCoy, big props to him. It was just impressive. He was completing passes for first downs and getting the play clock reset constantly. Like, there was a huge third down conversion. I honestly think Seattle would have won the game if they had had to punt that ball away. It would have been too much time for Russell Wilson to drive Seattle down the field and get a game-winning touchdown. I think that would have been inevitable. But no, Colt McCoy avoided that. They pick up a first down, and they keep picking up first downs, and the play clock keeps getting reset, and it's like, they're going to be able to run down this clock. And then there's the two-minute warning. Giants aren't able to get yardage to get another first down, which could have possibly ended the game, but they end up having to punt, and then Seattle is... I mean, Russell Wilson's tossing some passes that were making me, along with a lot of other Giants fans, I think, pretty uneasy. It was a little scary because it's like, has Russell Wilson awoken right now? And then they get a 10-yard pass to Jacob Hollister for a first down, and there's a minute left on the clock, and they get to the Giants 46, and things are looking a bit scary. Russell Wilson goes deep and incomplete. And then the next play could have locked it up for the Giants, but there was a dropped interception. It was either that one or the last play. But they would have locked up the game if they had picked it off. And it's like, oh no. Like, I was losing my mind over this play. And then Leonard Williams. People were knocking Gettleman for spending picks on him. Russell Wilson sacked. They lose 8 yards and push them back all the way into their own territory. And then Russell Wilson throws a deep pass, which would have put them in the red zone, I'm pretty sure. But it was broken up cleanly by the Giants, and then we go crazy. The Giants got a huge upset win. And looking back on it, they needed that win so much, especially after Washington upset the Steelers. Now the two teams are tied for first. Giants on the tiebreaker. The Giants get a huge upset win in Seattle. They were heavy underdogs in this game. And if you look at the game flow, Seattle originally had an 86.9% chance to win the game. And I think the highest it got for them was... it was in the 90s. I think it was 91.7. And then when the Giants are driving on Seattle, it just climbs into Giants range. They had a 96% chance to win the game at one point. Then things got a little scary, got down to about 75%, but then the Giants stopped Seattle. I said the defense had to play well. The defense played insanely well. It was just amazing to watch. Leonard Williams was definitely defensive MVP of the game. He was putting the pressure on Russell Wilson. And then Colt McCoy was completing passes when he needed to. And we cannot forget about Wayne Gallman. He had, I think it was about a 60-yard rush at one point. That was, and we thought he was going to go all the way. He didn't. But it was still a great play. And here's the thing. I think without Saquon, it is so good that guys like Gallman and Morris are stepping up because they're able to carry the Giants on the end of running the ball, which obviously is needed right now because they don't have their star running back. And they did it. The Giants got the job done. It was amazing to watch. Bottom line is, Russell Wilson did not play well, and the Giants took big advantage of that and got an upset win. And they forced a couple turnovers off of Wilson, too. And they were able to stop Seattle's run game, too, quite a bit. Looking at the box score, So, Chris Carson got 65 yards on 13 rushing attempts. Russell Wilson was actually their second leading rusher, 7 attempts, 45 yards. And then Carlos Hyde had only 2 attempts for 1 yard. And Russell Wilson lost a fumble. It was a bad game, relatively, for Seattle, and a good game for the Giants. Colt McCoy, he only had 105 passing yards. He had a QB rating of 32.2, but he got the job done. It was great. It was a great win. That's all I can say about it. Giants playoff odds winning the division skyrocket. Go down a bit after Washington beats Pittsburgh, but thank goodness the Giants have a tiebreaker over Washington, because now the Giants only have to finish with the same record as Washington to get to the playoffs. And next, I want to get into some playoff implications for today's game against the Cardinals and my preview of it, so stick around for that. We'll be right back. Alright, welcome back, everyone. So, the Giants are the favorites, according to 538, against the Cardinals. And this is great. This is great news, showing how highly they're trending. And I'm just going to give you guys a quick rundown of what needs to happen for the Giants to get a win. Their defense needs to play like they did last week, because Arizona's got high offensive potential. The secondary has to not collapse against guys like DeAndre Hopkins, who can burn you. And they just got to contain Kyler Murray in the pocket like they did Russell Wilson last week. It's as simple as that. Daniel Jones is back, thank goodness. He only missed 1 week. And this is great news, obviously, for the Giants. And Wayne Gallman just needs to play like he did last week. He played great. And if the Giants win today, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Their playoff odds are very good, and they get even better if San Francisco beats Washington. It's as simple as that, guys. I think that's all I'm going to say about today's game. We just need to see how it happens. The defense needs to play well. And you know what? I'm not even going to make a prediction for this game, because it's such a toss-up. It was basically a toss-up on 538. I'm not even going to make a prediction for this. Is my hope that the Giants win? Yes. Is it going to happen? I don't know. So, we'll see what happens. And I really hope that the defense plays well. Blake Martinez is playing today, which is important. So, bottom line, defense needs to play well. Daniel Jones needs to play as well as he was before he got hurt, and the rushing game has to still be there. That's pretty much all I got to say about today's game versus Arizona. Thank you guys so much for coming back and listening again. Guys, I really appreciate it. And some news, I believe if things hold right now, the first person to listen to this episode will be the 100th listen ever on this podcast, so congrats to whoever is the first. That will be exciting. We are almost at 100 plays. It's growing. We need more listeners. And if you guys want to subscribe to me on YouTube, do that. Leave a voice message at anchor.fm/BigAppleBytes. And follow on Instagram at BigAppleBytes Podcast. Thank you guys so much for coming back. Let's go, Giants. Have a great week. Peace.